Hello and welcome to Not So Popular Culture. My name is Matt, and I'll be your host today. And joining me is a co-host by the name of
Dustin Purcell.
That was him, or was it? Sorry, it was him. It was definitely him. But anyways, basically, this podcast is just—it's a little podcast right now. But we're hoping that you grow us large, Internet. We want to be Internet famous. We want to be like Harley from Epic Mealtime or Nyan Cat. Anyways, basically, this is Not So Popular Culture Gaming Edition. We'll just talk about video games, but we don't really stick to that topic a lot of the time. We'll trail off and just talk about, you know, random shit that we don't really need to be talking about. For instance,
Asian ass porn.
Exactly, Dustin. See. anyways, yeah, we'll just be talking about random shit, but this is mostly based around games. That's the main topic that we like to revolve around. I consider myself a hardcore gamer. How about you, Dustin?
I do play video games a lot, so yeah.
How many hours a week would you say you play video games?
I never really calculated because I'm always playing video games.
See, but expert. The only time that you're not playing video games is when you're watching Asian ass porn.
That or sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yeah.
Fucking noob. Sleep. Who fucking sleeps nowadays?
I get tired from all the Asian ass porn.
I funnel heroin in my ass to keep myself awake.
Well,
as you can tell, this podcast is not for children. Unless you were raised by Kevin Smith movies, children, then we're super okay. But anyways, we're going to talk about a few different things today. First thing that we're doing is we're just fucking taking our cyber dicks out and throwing them on the table. Fucking, we're just coming straight out for it. Basically, later in the show, we're going to give you our list of the greatest game companies on the planet.
The greatest.
The greatest. And we'll tell you how we decided on those topics. But for first off, let's just talk about what games me and Dustin like. That way you can get a little bit of an idea of how we roll. Dustin is currently snacking on a Kit Kat. This isn't product placement unless Kit Kat wants to sponsor us. I mean, come on, Kit Kat.
They are delicious.
Yeah, break me off a piece of that fucking Kit Kat money. Anyways, we'll just start with Dustin. Dustin, what video games do you enjoy? What are some of your favorite games?
Well, I recently beat Crysis, you know, because it came out a few days ago. I play Skyrim probably too much.
Do you just collect stupid shit? Do you like me, when I played Skyrim, I collected fucking tons of cheese wheels. Just like fucking, because they restored like 15 health or whatever. Yeah. And they weighed a lot, but I mean, I fucking just had stacks of fucking cheese wheels.
Because you never want to be that guy that fucks with the dude that eats the cheese wheels in the middle of the battle.
Exactly. Like, somebody's fucking coming at you with a battle axe, you're going to avoid the guy that just has a whole cheese wheel. And he's just fucking snacking on it like it's a fucking burger. You know what I mean? You don't want to fuck with that guy.
Yeah.
What else do you enjoy to play? What are some, just go anywhere. Don't, not even recent. Just like older games, maybe. Like, what was your first game that you were obsessed with?
My first game that I was obsessed, probably Grand Theft Auto 3.
Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yes.
That was a good game.
That was amazing.
Do you remember that that one car that was in like the special showroom at like the very corner
the
of town? Yes. I used to fucking, that was the only thing I did, was I went there,
yeah.
I would steal it, because it would always change color too,
oh, yeah.
After you crash it. I would steal that, and then I'd recreate Gone in 50 seconds, 60 seconds, Gone in 60 seconds, because pretty much that was roughly the same kind of car. It looked enough to me when I was
yeah.
a child.
Yeah.
But anyways, I
mean,
I
was fucking fast, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, and I used to just like, you know how they have like that cheat for like raising stars and stuff like
yeah.
that, and you're like, who the fuck does that? Me, I do that. I fucking raise it to 5, and then took that fucker and just went as far as I could with it.
Yeah.
Until they fucking brought in like helicopters and tanks and shit, and I would crash the shit out of my car, and then I got out with fucking like a rocket launcher and a katana, and I was like, "You'll never take me alive.
Give me your last standard.
I will end this." Yeah, those are all good games. Those are the first. That was the first game. How is it not Pokemon Blue? Pokemon Blue, come on.
Well, because see, I never owned a gaming system whenever I was younger. It was my cousin, and I played the shit out of that fucking Grand Theft Auto 3.
Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah, I woke up every fucking morning and played the fuck out of it.
That was a good game. It was
yeah.
good. I my first game that I would say I was truly obsessed with, well, I loved Pokemon Blue, don't get me wrong. The game I would say that I was truly 100% obsessed with was Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. the one for the original Xbox.
That is a good game.
That was the first game that I ever remember waking up and then, like, playing it nonstop until I went to sleep, like, for a week straight. Like my personal hygiene went to shit. I probably smelled like shit. I ate, like, a fortune cookie over the course of the week. Yeah, so, like, my bladder probably took a lot of damage just because I was, like, dancing. I was like, no! Can't go to the bathroom! Gotta kill this guy! I gotta get this fucking Wookiee dude and recruit it on my team! But, yeah, I really enjoyed that game. That was one of the first games I was obsessed with. Recently, not even recently, just over the past couple of years, Dragon Age has just taken up so much of my time that it is ridiculous. And Mass Effect has taken up a ridiculous amount of my time. Kingdom of Amalur: Reckoning? Yeah, Reckoning. Reckoning, y'all. Reckoning. That took up a lot of my time as well. Portal, XCOM. I have Gamefly. Gamefly before you buy, kids. Forza. I love Forza.
Oh, yeah. Forza was a great game.
Forza. Now, okay, let's just move into this. What console do you prefer?
Oh, shit. You're going to go into this right now?
Yes. This is the first thing ever. We're just going to split the audience in half right now. These are yours. These are mine.
Completely fucking divided. You like me. You like him. Right now.
Kill each other!
I personally, Dustin, would prefer the PlayStation over the Xbox.
It's a bold statement, sir. Bold statement. Me, I prefer the Xbox. Not for any really, like, particular reason. I'm not like, well, fucking kill all PSers or whatever. But it's just, I have both, and the Xbox controller feels more comfortable.
I agree. It's more thick, bigger. I know that sounds very wrong.
That's what children, you said.
But no, seriously.
We're so mature.
It fits in your hand better, and it doesn't feel like you could break it in half if you got pissed off at Call of Duty or something. Which,
yeah.
I fucking hate Call of Duty. But
we both hate Call of Duty.
Anyway, staying on topic. It does. The controller does feel better. But that's just, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I would, you know, I could. And I play Xbox a lot. I play Skyrim on Xbox. You know, so.
Right. I prefer the Xbox much more. Just because that's what. There's no real, like, I'm not, like, saying in my head I'm an Xbox person. I don't really describe myself as that. It's just, I find myself playing my Xbox more often than I do the PS3. Why, you ask? None of your fucking business is why. no, I just prefer it. It's not even one of those things where I'm just, like, I'm committed to playing Xbox. It's just one of those things where it's just, I just find myself playing Xbox more often. And that's just the basis of why I say I'm an Xbox person over a PS3. Let's move on to the conference. The PS4 conference that just happened last week.
Oh.
It was
disappointing.
I liked it. I mean, I liked that PS3, well, PlayStation, Sony, just came out and they just fucking slammed their dick on the table and were just like, PS4, here it is, like, immediately. Because I expected it to be, like, a fucking side note at the very end.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to come out and be like, Wonderbook! Ooh! You know, Wonderbook, move! You know, that fucking thing that no one bought. Hand jobs, yeah. Like, and I was just going to be like, man, Sony, are you doing anything to sell things? Where are the dancing bitches? They're called women, folks. But, like, yeah, that's what I expected Sony to do. I expected them to talk about everything but the PS4, and they just fucking came out immediately, and they were just like, PS4, it's coming, these are the specs, 16 times as powerful as the PS3, CPU, some other kind of thing, blah, 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 graphics made by, I don't even think they got into who makes the graphics card.
I don't think they got that far into it.
We know that who makes the graphics card already. Pretty much the Xbox, the specs for the Xbox that we're told and the specs for the PS3 and the PS4 that we're being told are roughly the same. Pretty much they're basically the same gaming machine.
Basically.
I do like that they went more PC. Now, you have a theory on how consoles should evolve into pretty much console-based PCs. Tell us a little bit about that.
My theory.
You clear that throat. Clear it.
I really don't remember my theory, but I'm sure I have one.
It was your theory that you want, you think that consoles should evolve so you can, like, take the side off and then put in more RAM and change out the,
kind of stuff. Yeah,
that theory.
Like, more,
customization.
More like a PC, more customizable, where you can take the newest, graphics card and the CD driver and all this good stuff that they're coming out with for PCs that you can just upgrade and change that are, you know, interchangeable and just put that on the gaming console so it can actually keep up with PCs because you have all these douchebags destroy everything.
We're gonna lose everyone's viewership. Not so popular culture is dead. It's dead. Oh, God, no.
What were we talking about?
You're saying how much you hate PC people. I don't like PC people either. They are fucking arrogant
douche
nozzles.
They're just so cocky because they think that just because their stuff is newer technology that they outrule us, which
is bullshit.
Yeah, like the current gen consoles, such as the Xbox and the PS3, they're still out there. They're still doing good.
They're incredible.
Obviously, they're not doing too bad.
Yeah, for sure. I think that if you were able to customize it to put better RAM in your system instead of just buying a new system, it would definitely make it more compatible, like be able to compete better with PCs, because PCs have the best graphics and best everything. The only problem with doing that is you would have to set a minimum requirements like PC does, where you'd have to have like a minimum requirement, which is just the base model, and then you could expand it outward. The only problem with that would just be is you would have to tell every developer that they have to stick to that. Just because if they just went off and did whatever, then you'd have the same thing problem that is with PCs, where it's just like, I haven't upgraded my PC in a few years, and now all of a sudden I can't play any games on it, which kind of sucks. But it is definitely a good idea, and I think we're definitely moving towards something more like that. Because, I mean, honestly, if the Steam box that's coming out, I'm going to buy the fuck out of that. Why? Because I'll be able to get Steam prices on games, which is really cheap, download them directly to my Steam box or stream them through Steam or whatever the fuck, and I'll just be able to play them. You know what I mean? I'll just be able to play them just like any other console. That's the reason I don't PC game, is because I don't want to sit on my fucking PC and game. I want to sit on my couch with my controller in hand. I don't want to use a fucking mouse and a fucking keyboard. I want to sit there with my controller looking at my big screen TV, fucking just click start on my shit and then fucking roll. You know, I don't want to fucking have to deal with, you know, booting up my computer and then installing the newest drivers and then, starting the game and then fucking setting my hotkeys and shit. Fuck that.
Well, you see, that's another thing about the PS4 conference that they held. They're trying to, instead of, you know, going more into the hardcore gaming, they're actually bringing the social part of it into it, too.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's kind of cool. But
unless you're like me and you have no friends.
Exactly. But being a hardcore gamer like myself and you, I'm sure, obviously, I would want so much, you know, better graphics and the ability of better games rather than social networking, because that's what the computer is for.
Yeah, the computer is definitely for. I don't have a Facebook. I deleted my Facebook because it was taking up way too much of my time. I've become so much more productive since I deleted my Facebook. Just, like, seriously, I deleted my Facebook, and, like, I was just like, oh, I got a job now. Like, Facebook and that kind of thing just kind of eats away at your life. I don't care what my friends are doing.
Yeah.
If I was seriously interested in what my friends were doing every second of the day, I would text them and just be like, hey, what are you doing right now?
For real.
No, I just fucking getting amped up for the game on Thursday, and I'm just like, wow, you're a fucking douchebag. Why do I talk to you? What are your favorite games? Oh, I like Call of Duty. Go away. I will fucking stab you if I see you again. But like, I didn't get Sony's focus on like social gaming. Like, we have a share button, and I was like, I'm never gonna use that share button, asshole. I do like the idea of your friend being able to take control of your game though, and get through the level.
But
that was cool.
The thing that I was thinking about was, imagine how many people. You know, it could happen. I'm not saying it will, but it could happen. What if, like, some big-time hackers got in there and just started fucking playing your games for you? Just, like,
that would be hilarious.
Straight up fucking your shit
up. They just started making... That's, like, the next level of trolling. That's where trolling is going
to
be.
It's going to come down to that. I mean, it's cool on one hand, but that could happen. And then you would just be sitting there watching some dick face playing your game while you're just sitting there idly watching.
Just going, being like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. Why does Master Chief keep shooting himself in the face? I'll tell you why Master Chief keeps shooting himself in the face, because this is Halo 47. He is fucking sick of this shit. His new catchphrase is literally, I am getting too old for this shit. That's right. Lethal Weapon. Booyah! First reference, out the gate, done. Second, because we mentioned Asian ass porn, and who doesn't get the references to Asian ass porn? Works double time. Double time, people. For actual Asian ass porn. And I'm sure there's some movie that talks about Asian ass porn. Probably a Kevin Smith movie. okay, let's get into other topics now. Just, unless you want to talk about the PS4 press conference. Like, the games? Like, fucking Infamous?
None of those games really interest me, to be honest.
Well, none of them interest me either, but Infamous? I love how they're rebranding everything.
Yeah.
Like, they're not like Infamous, for instance, like I was saying. I didn't realize it was an Infamous game from watching
me
that
either.
Trailer.
I was like, okay, what is
this?
This
game looks awesome. And then, like, I like how they're rebranding everything. They're not like Infamous 3. They're like, what is it called? New Sun or whatever it's called. Then Infamous is like the thing. It's just like, it's like something that's, it's like presented by Pixar at the beginning of an animated movie. You know what I mean? It's just like Toy Story is completely different from Monsters, Inc. But you see presented by Pixar, and that's all the only thing you care about. You know? Even though you know basically what you're going to get into when you go to see it. You're going to see an animated movie. You're going to see some fucking things. You're going to have a heartwarming story.
You're going to jack off a few toms.
Yeah, because who doesn't love those computer animated women? Just watching fucking Andy's mom bending down to pick up fucking one of his toys, Woody. Gave me a Woody. Wordplay. Ah, puns. Anyways, I like that they're doing that. I also think the graphics looked amazing on Infamous. And Killzone looked amazing, too. All of the games looked good. I'm just not interested in any of them. I'm never going to go out and buy a Killzone game. No.
What was that one racing game that they had that they... Don't they have a new racing game?
Yeah, they have a new racing game, which I thought it was going to be Gran Turismo, but it was like a racing club or something stupid
Some
like
bullshit.
That. Something that I'm not going to play, because I'm sure that when the Xbox releases, it's going to have a new Forza, because Forza Horizon was outsourced to a different gaming studio. So I'm sure that the people turn 10 who actually make Forza are like, I'm sure they have Forza 5 or whatever the fuck they're going to call the new Forza, mostly done already. But let us move into something else. What were the two topics that I said we were going to talk about? This is a well-oiled show, ladies and gentlemen. the two topics were the 10 greatest gaming studios, which we'll get to here in a minute. We are going to talk about open-world gaming and what the pluses and the minuses of open-world gaming. Now, Destin is very in favor of open-world gaming.
Yes.
I think that there needs to be more limits. Now, let's just get into it. My main problem with open-world gaming is if it's completely open-world, it's really, really hard to tell linear story, except in, like, mission-based systems like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And that really distracts me from the story, because sometimes mission-based doesn't work in the open world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that universe you create, the mission bases, they just don't work. You have to have a linear story. I don't want my character to be like, oh, I'm getting up. Okay, frying some eggs. I'm going to steal that dude's shoes because I'm in fucking Skyrim or wherever the fuck I'm at. Now I'm going to go save the princess. I don't want him to be like, oh, I guess it's time to go do that quest. I want him to be changing the world and to be forced to do that quest because it actually means something, not something that he can just get around to eventually.
Me, personally, I like doing the quests. Don't get me wrong. But I also like having the time where instead of like you're on a set level in an open world, you can just veer off the path and just go fucking kill anything you want to and do whatever you want to and just have fun in the game. And I like being able to explore, you know, the places in these games at any random time, you know. And I think that's what makes the game fun, is whenever, you know, you pop that one game in, you get all that in one. You know, you get your quest lines, and then you get your urges to go, you know, fucking kill goats and Fusar Adam off a damn mountain.
And collect cheese wheels.
Yes, and collect cheese wheels.
I, that was definitely the best part of Skyrim, was just being able to explore. Like, everybody has their Skyrim story. Like, I saw something on a mountain, so I climbed up the mountain, and it was a fucking dragon, and I fucking... or I fucking saw a polar bear fighting a dragon, or... not a polar bear. I saw a bear fighting a dragon. My best Skyrim story. Each week we should bring a Skyrim story. That's a new
thing.
That's
going to be... Yes, that's...
My best Skyrim story was, basically... One day I was just walking, and I climbed a mountain because I had to do a quest, and I see a dragon fly overhead. So I chase this fucker down, and I murder it in cold blood. And after I'm done murdering it, I turn around, I see a dragon wall, like the dragon phrase wall on the top of the mountain, and I was like, fuck yeah! And I run over to it, like, half health still, because I just killed this fucking dragon. And I read the wall, and a fucking dragon priest jumps out. I'm at half health. I have no healing potions for some fucking reason, because I'm fucking dumb. I just stored all my cheese wheels. So I had nothing to heal myself. And this dude just fucking comes out, and he just starts fucking wrecking me, and I'm like, I am going to die, damn it. And I had to, like, throw a bunch of shit out of my fucking my bag, because I was moving slow, because dragon bones weigh a fuck ton.
Yeah.
So I had to get rid of a bunch of shit really quickly, and I had no mana left and shit like that, because I was a mage, and... basically, it was just like an hour and a half long. Well, it was like a 35-minute long battle between me and this dragon priest, because I had to keep hiding behind trees and shit, coming out and throwing a fucking arcane bolt, or sneaking up behind him and stabbing him and shit like that. He was looking for me. And then fucking bears were everywhere, and they're all fucking with me too and shit like that, and just fucking crazy shit that was going down. And I ended up killing him after like 25 minutes of fighting this asshole. And it was, like, the most, like, happy I've ever been playing Skyrim after I did that. Because I felt like I actually accomplished something. I was just like, yes, I did it! Suck my dick, Dragon Priest! And I took his mask, and I fucking... In my head, I was fucking covered in blood and, like, panting. And I ripped his mask off his face, and I held it to the sky, and it was coated. And my fist was coated in blood, and the mask was coated in blood. And I was like, ah, trophy! I didn't actually say trophy, but he was just like, ah! I have slain the great dragon priest. Anybody with the fucking balls to take me on, step forth. I will murder you. And I'm bear rolled up and fucking ate me. No. But yeah, that was my favorite Skyrim story. What is yours? What's one of your favorite things that ever happened to you in the great vast lands of Skyrim?
Oh my gosh.
Take an arrow to the knee?
I've taken arrows to the knee, to the head,
to the balls.
I don't even know. That game is just... There's so much to do in there. I don't think I could pick one memory that was just, you know, the best.
Pick anything. Did you get married?
I did get married to some bitch named Wysolda. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. It's fucking...
Was that the hunter bitch or whatever? The
girl? It was some merchant lady.
Oh,
nice. Fucking Whiterun, dude.
Was she hot?
Yeah. She was pretty good looking.
Give a good handy?
Fucking a few of them.
She right-handed, left-handed?
She's left.
She do a twist with it, or
does
she just go up and
no?
Oh,
dude,
okay.
She works it.
She works it. She knows what she's doing. I married the companion girl.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I married her just because, like, I was like, "What's up, baby? How's it going? You want to see my dragon child? You know what I'm saying?" She was like, "No," and I was like, "Oh, then we should have sex." but no, I married her. In the game, basically, Skyrim, I'm not as experienced with everybody else is, because I played about 50 hours of it. I became the leader of everything, and I did all the main quest lines, and then I was like, fuck it, this game is getting too much for, like, real life. It felt like chores. Like, I was avoiding people just because they were just gonna be like, hey, I have a new quest for you, and I was gonna be like, fuck yourself! You know, it was like stacking
I've already
up.
Got so much shit to do.
Yeah, it was stacking up like shit in real life, so I was just like, fuck this, man. I am not getting fucking, I can't deal with this right now. I have shit to do. Like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Gaming is what. Yeah, I'm not as experienced. How many hours have you logged, would you say?
I've probably logged in 300 plus hours.
Damn.
Because on one save, I have 219, and then on a different save, I have, like, I don't even know. I forgot, honestly.
Do you have any one thing that you just collect for no reason?
One thing that I just collect for no reason. Probably fucking, damn, I mean, they obviously serve a purpose, but I collect the gems, you know, like diamonds and rubies and sapphires. I just think they look cool.
How do you feel about, like, crafting systems in games? I don't do much crafting at all, like blacksmithing or anything, alchemy, anything like that. The only thing that I ever did was in World of Warcraft. Back in the day, I was an enchanter, because you can make mad fucking money from enchanting people's weapons with, like, flame weapon and shit like that. So I was an enchanter just to make mad fucking coin. I was making Buku WoW bucks. That's right. Shout out to Mr. Lyons.
Bunch of heathens.
Yeah, we have a teacher. Well, we used to have a teacher named Mr. Lyons. And, yeah, he says words like Buku and heathens. And yeah, he's hilarious. But anyways, we'll do a daily Mr. Lyons quote. Anyways, they hated their guts. They hated their guts and their bowels or whatever the fuck Mr. Lyons says. I don't fucking know. This is not hilarious to any of the audience. It's only funny to us. Like, they're not getting any of this.
None of it.
Or they might know, because James Clyde Lyons is a fucking legend.
That is true. I was going through yearbooks the other day, because fucking stupid-ass coach wanted one. I don't know. Anyway, I was going through them, and I shit you not, a 1984 or 85 yearbook.
He looks the same, doesn't he?
This motherfucker was in there. He was in there, and he looked exactly the same, just his beard wasn't gray. That was it. He had the same fucking color.
He has the Fountain of Youth hidden up in those woods in the Appalachian Mountains.
Something's going on.
All right, well, let's look into other open world games. See, I like the idea of limited open world. Like Mass Effect, you can go to any planet at any time, and you can do whatever it is on that planet that you want to do, and you have unlimited time to do it. But there is a limit to the planets. You only have quests on these planets. You have to do these quests. These are the side quests, but these are the main quests. You have to do those. So they're kind of open world, in a way. But it's definitely more focused. That's mainly my problem. It's like, I play video games for the story. And most open world games are so scatterbrained. You know what I mean?
That is true, yeah.
Like Assassin's Creed. Like, literally, that's the reason I can't play Assassin's Creed games. Like, I play it... First off, I don't like fucking Assassin's Creed. I want to just walk through the fucking street. I don't want to have to be, like, fucking jumping on building tops. I don't want to have to avoid people. I just want to walk through the fucking street and not have people be like, look, it's fucking him, kill him, fucking piss on his fucking dead corpse. Or whatever the fuck they say. And I'm just like, man, this is great.
The Assassin's Creed, honestly, it went... you know, downhill after...
Brotherhood was the best one.
It was good, but Assassin's Creed 3 just disappointed me, like, intensely. Because they didn't have any good boss battles.
Yeah.
Well, not boss battles.
And also, no one liked Connor. And no one liked Connor. No one liked him.
What the hell was that? A happy Indian kid?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 4, it was just announced.
Yeah,
the Black Flag.
That blew my mind. What the hell was that?
I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it. It's like 60-40 naval battles or whatever.
It's in damn pirate times. Like,
I'm going to love it. I'm going to fucking get scurvy. And fucking just bang wenches left and right.
You're gonna fucking...
That's right.
Fuck wenches with one leg.
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna get a fucking parrot. Like, those are the special add-on packs. Like, a parrot and an eye patch.
Yeah,
a peg leg and fucking...
Fucking, what are those things? Telescope?
Yeah, telescope and fucking compass and shit. You can make yourself look like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, you can.
Oh, if you could do that, I would. I don't even like Assassin's Creed. I'd buy that fucking game just so I could play as Captain Jack Sparrow. Roll quarters across my fingers and be like, "Oh, matey, I'm gonna fuck your wife or whatever the fuck." That was like more Russell Brand or whatever, yeah, but whatever. Yeah.
I don't understand why they announced it so quickly after Assassin's Creed 3 come out.
And it's on PS4.
Really?
I think. I'm pretty sure that
well,
it's
maybe
on
that's
PS4.
Why. Maybe
so
it's a release.
There's definitely a lot of games that are being worked on that we're not knowledgeable
really?
About. Just because, I mean, if you think of the second half of this year, we know nothing about who's releasing what.
That is true.
I mean, I think it's like a bunch of games or a bunch of game companies that are making things for PS3 haven't announced it yet just because they also are making it for Xbox. And Xbox is just like, it might be coming out, it might not be. Ooh.
Don't know yet. No, speaking of this, the games that are coming out on the next gens, GTA 5, do you think it will be on the next gen?
Oh, yes. It'll be on both, I'm sure, just because you want the old generation for like the wide launch.
That's
or whatever,
true.
So people will buy it or whatever. Because
those consoles are obviously still living. And
then you want the new one just so you can show off what you can do.
Your graphics and yeah. new controller. And
I'm definitely, this is the first time I've ever been really super interested in a Grand Theft Auto game. Because they're making it very story-based. And they're making it so there's like three main characters and you can switch between them.
Yeah, they're bringing back all the characters. Well, not all of them, but...
It's going to be interesting. I'm actually interested in this in a way that I've never been interested in a Grand Theft Auto game before. Because 90% of the time when I'm playing Grand Theft Auto, I'm just like, fucking get in the car, hooker. And then I fuck her and then I kill her to get my money back.
Yeah, I've done
that. And they say that we're a violent generation.
It's a video game. I go out fucking hookers and killing them in real life, so I mean...
That's right, you just fuck them, and then they pay you money.
Yes,
that's what happens to everyone. That's what happens to me. I mean, just fucking... That's how it rolls. Now the next thing that we're going to move on to is just... Well, first off, let's just keep going on this open world, closed world thing. So you... What are some other things that you really enjoy about open world gaming?
Oh.
What would you defend the most?
Would I defend the most?
Yeah, like me, my main thing is story. I love story in a game. It's really hard to tell a linear story with an open world game. But I can't stand the thought of not having a story in a game. Like, it makes me want to cry. Which makes me want to watch Asian ass porn.
The thing I would probably defend the most in an open world game would have to be I can't think of the fucking word. Hand discovering up. Things, you know, like
oh, discovery,
being
yes.
able to go where you want to go, you know, like I said, I just recently played Crysis 3 and the graphics are amazing, you know, the storyline's very good, but the thing that disappointed me was I had the impression that it was going to be more, you know, open world than it actually was. It was just a set level. You walk through it, you kill a bunch of fucking aliens and cell members, you know, and Siths, and that was it. And the storyline was kind of short too, which disappointed me.
Right. See, you know what game does it perfectly? Pokemon.
What? Pokemon?
Pokemon does it perfectly. Because you can go anywhere you want
but
at any time.
Still doing
but there's
thing.
Always a limit to how far you can go at that point in time. There's like, oh, you can make it to this town.
But
you can't make it to this next
no,
town.
No, sir.
No, you can't. Not until you get Flash. And to get Flash, you need to beat this fucker, Lieutenant Surge over here.
Yeah.
And you need to stomp his fucking Pokemon. Which is really hard, because I always started with Squirtle. And he was always just like, fucking electric types. And I was like, fuck, the only thing I have is Squirtle and fucking Pidgeotto.
What the hell is your deal?
God damn it. And he's just like, yeah, fuck you. That's what
fucking
I imagine.
Teabagging your
like,
ass.
Lieutenant Surge seems like a real fucking douche nozzle. Like, Brock seems like a cool dude. He's chill. Then Misty's all like, ooh, I'm the girl next door. And Ash is just like, hey, baby. But Lieutenant Surge just seems like a fucking tosser. Like, he seems like he's just fucking like, he's the dude that plays Call of Duty and like teabags you. And he's just like, oh yeah, Surge to the max. He rides a BMX bike for some reason.
Oh shit.
He likes Hondas. like that's Lieutenant Surge. And then who's the fourth? Erica. Erica is all like, ooh, I like grass Pokemon. I love nature. And I'm just like, what's up, hippie chick? And they're like, well, I thought you had something going on with Misty. And I was just like, bitch, please. I'm a player. Player. Power to the players, as GameStop would say. GameStop, holler at us if you want to sponsor an episode. and then who's fifth? Who's fifth? Koga, who is like a ninja guy. And Sabrina, who is like a fucking psychopath. And then Blaine, who is a bald man. And then Giovanni, who is basically a mob boss. Wow, there's a lot of subtext to Pokemon. There's a whole, like, there's a mob boss. There's people out there who are willing to kill Ash just to get his fucking Pikachu because he can electric shock things. And it's just like, fucking A, man.
Pikachu's awesome.
You guys have some problems. Your fucking ringtone is Pikachu.
It is.
It is. Mine is Deadpool. Deadpool being like his the opening cut from the Deadpool game. But enough of open world. Let's move on to the list of the 10 greatest games gaming companies ever made. Now, we scored these on multiple different things. Hold on one second. I actually have to get the list. Dustin, speak about something. What games are you excited about that's coming out?
I'm going to say GTA 5 just because I love Grand Theft Auto. probably The Last of Us, because, you know, I'm a PS3 fanboy, I guess you would say.
That shit looks amazing.
And, you know, yeah, it just looks pretty fun. I'm trying to think of some other ones. You threw that on me pretty quick.
Yeah, I needed to grab the list. I was not prepared for this.
You got the list.
So I do have the list. Games that I'm excited about, Deadpool game, obviously. That shit is going to be amazeballs. And then I'm excited about... what else am I excited about? I don't know. A few other things. Hold on 1 second. I just need a... Dustin, keep talking. Yo, I gotta plug in my computer.
No, but... I don't even know what to talk about.
Hand jobs.
Yes. For all you lady viewers out there, give good hand jobs. And better yet, give some blowjobs out too while you're at it.
Blowies and handies. Anyways, okay, now I'm back. The computer is plugged back up. We're recording through a computer, and it informed me that there was only 7% battery left, and I panicked. And became very unprofessional. Don't worry, GameStop, we'll solve this stuff. When you sponsor us, you give me free video games. All right. We made a list, and me and Dustin talked for a long time about what makes a game great. And we came up with 5 different things. A game company has to have good variety. We don't want the same game packaged with different skins.
Fuck that.
That's fucking dumb. We want quality. We want their games to have good... This was a graphics, mechanics... good game mechanics, that kind of thing.
How
that's quality
glitchy
for us.
The game was.
Yes.
You know.
We wanted the game to have good quality. We also wanted the company to have good staying power. We want them to be always on your always on your mind. You know what I mean? We didn't want them to release a game and then you forget about them. Then a few years later, you're just like, oh yeah, I remember that company. They're releasing this game now. So you wanted them to always kind of be around, I guess. Accuracy. We didn't want companies who have released 100,000 games and 15 of them are great. No matter how great those 15 are, they don't balance out the 15,000 that you made that sucked. And then that X factor, that thing that makes you want to come back to that game company. Their games are special for some reason. You know, you just want to play those games. Anytime you hear something about that game company, you're instantly drawn in, and you're just like, what's going on with them? I need to know.
Yeah.
And we came up with a list. A few that we shot down as not being great were Activision, just because they release a lot of games. Nintendo, who releases a lot of games. EA, they release too many games. Those are the big things. Then Game Freak, the only thing they make is Pokemon games. High Moon, which is good. They're good. They released the Transformer games, but they were too new, really. They haven't had enough experience to really cut it on our list. And Bungie, who made a lot of incredible games, including Destiny, which is coming out, and I'm super excited about that. But they don't have that thing that we were looking for. And here is our list. Let's start off at 10 and work our way up. 10th was Insomniac, with a total score which was 29.5. Basically, every one of those categories, we could score up to 5 points, give up to 5 points, and then we each did that, and then we added the total together to get the total score, which was 29.5. Now, that seems kind of low. None of these games are anywhere close to perfect 50s.
No.
But anyways, 29.5, Insomniac. Insomniac made such great titles. They made Spyro. They made a couple of just really great games. Ratchet and Clank, and Dexter. They make really quality, like, family-friendly games. That's where you go when you think of, like, family-friendly. In my head, I go to Insomniac games.
Yeah.
Just all of them are really, really clever and really, really family-friendly. Number 9. Hold on, let me find it on the list. Was Square Enix. Now, Square is very interesting. The thing that really got this on the list for me was Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts was amazing. The original Final Fantasies, the run of Final Fantasies, was amazing. They've also made quite a few other games that were really, really well thought out. Why do you like Square at all? Like, have you played many of their games?
I have not played many of their games, but obviously... they're doing something right if they have, like, how many Final Fantasies do they have?
Like, I think 15? They're on, like, 13-3 now. They're, like, they've done 13 twice already.
There you go. So, obviously, they're doing something right.
Okay, and now we're just going to move on to 8, which is, number 8 is Ubisoft. I know Ubisoft releases a lot of games, and a lot of them aren't amazing, but we definitely came up to the conclusion of 8th for Ubisoft, which was a little bit surprising, but I like a lot of Ubisoft games. I think they're a really good company. I think that, they definitely have problems that they need to get over, but I definitely think that they're a good company. And basically, I'm just running through these lower five just to get to the top five as quickly as possible. Seventh on the list was Crytek. Now, Crytek released Crysis and Far Cry. Mm-hmm. Now, especially now, right now, it could be, we could edit this list later, and then Crytek might be lower on the list or even off the list. But with Far Cry 3 being as great as it was, and Crysis 3 just coming out, and that is really, really good. Right now, I would say that they are definitely deserving of being on this list.
Oh, yeah. Maybe even a spot or two higher, I don't know. We made this list a while ago, so...
Yeah, that's true. now we're just going to move up to 6th. 6th was surprising, because I was expecting these guys to be higher. Bethesda is 6.
Well, you see, you would think that, but, you know, on the PlayStation, Skyrim, how buggy is that game? That game is, like... Ridiculously yeah. bad.
It wasn't as bad on Xbox, but it was still really bad. The other thing about Bethesda is, like, they definitely make very, I wouldn't say niche games, but, like, some of their games just aren't for everyone.
No.
Like Dishonored. I wasn't a fan of Dishonored.
I disliked that game.
The reason I didn't like Dishonored was just, like, you can kill everybody so many ways, and you can go through the game without killing anyone, and they want you to go through the game without killing anyone. But they make it so hard to go through the game without killing anyone. Like, the more people you kill, the more zombies are in the streets, and that makes it harder to get to your destination or location or what the fuck ever, and it becomes fucking Assassin's Creed, where I can't walk the goddamn streets, which is not what I fucking want. Get assassination fucking games right. Let me walk across the... they shouldn't know what I look like if I'm a good fucking assassin, should they? No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't know what the fuck I look like. They shouldn't fucking some Joe asshole in the fucking street shouldn't be able to point me out and be like, hey, there's that fucker that assassinated that dude. Let's roll on him.
Oh, shit.
This is fucking bullshit. That's why Hitman is really good at doing assassinations. Every other game fucking sucks. Take a lesson from Hitman. Man, let me dress up in different costumes and fucking roll on bitches and fucking boom, done, out, peace, bitch, what? Fuck y'all. Let me go. I want a historic assassination game. Where, like, I get to assassinate fucking Abraham Lincoln and JFK and Archduke Ferdinand and start World War I, which started World War II, and just all the fucking big names. I want to assassinate them all.
That is a good idea.
We should get this started.
Yes.
We'll cut this part out so this is our steal idea. Our idea.
This is our idea.
Trademarked. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much. Good
Hand job productions. That's us. Never lose suction production. Don't take that seriously. I have that trademarked for real. Like, seriously, that's 100% true. I do have Never Lose Suction Productions trademark.
Well, there you go. Anyway, on the list.
Anyways, so look out for that. Matthew Gadry's Never Lose Suction Productions. This is not a porn company, I swear. But it's really funny. Just be on the lookout for that. Number 5 is Naughty Dog. Now, I know what you're thinking. Naughty Dog. They make Drake's Uncharted. Who cares? Uncharted, that's it. They also made Crash Bandicoot, asshole. And who doesn't love Crash Bandicoot? Ooga booga booga. That was like the best thing ever. The fucking mask.
Fucking, yeah, dude. That mask that glowed different colors.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that game.
I love Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog is a company that's been around for a very long time. I definitely think that they at the beginning of the thing, I was expecting them to actually be even higher on the list. I thought they were going to be in top 3. But they didn't. They ended up as 5, and I'm okay with that. I mean...
We rated them, so that's what they get.
Yep. And then 4th was Blizzard, which makes a lot of sense. Because World of Warcraft is probably the most... Like, it's probably gained the most money on the world any game.
I'm against PC gaming, but, you know, you got to give it up to them.
World of Warcraft was... Did you ever play Diablo?
No, I didn't.
Aw, Diablo was so good. Diablo 2 was amazing. Diablo 3 is all right, I guess. But yeah, they work in so many different boxes that they work on so many different levels. I mean, that it's just amazing the kind of things that they can do when they focus on it. Now let's actually start looking at these things in perspective. Valve is number 3 on our list with 35.5. They're number 3.
Okay.
Now Valve is a very interesting company because they're able to be really intelligent and make things like Portal, but then they're able to be really douchey and make things like Team Fortress and
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead. What did they make Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I didn't know that. Whatever.
because that dude had like a damn
valve on his back.
On the back of his head, dude.
And then they made what was that one? Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's much better than Call of Duty. I'd prefer to play Counter-Strike to Call of Duty, but it was basically Call of Duty before Call of Duty was Call of Duty.
Yeah.
If the people who play Call of Duty would go back and play Counter-Strike, they would like it better. Actually, no, they wouldn't, because they would get fucking pwned by nerds like me, and they would get fucking just ass-raped repeatedly. They would get ass-raped like a small person, like a small man in jail. Like, just fucking raped up the ass over and over again. You know what? Hey, I'm going to start advising. Hey, all Call of Duty people, why don't you go play some Counter-Strike? Put you in your fucking place. Mind you, who games are for? Us nerds. Okay, but they're very capable of being very smart or very dumb. They don't care. They can do whatever they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they focus and just on like story and whatever, they make games like Portal, which mm-hmm. is one of the funniest games I've ever played in my life, and it's very entertaining, and it makes you think, actually. Like, you're actually thinking, you know, okay, if I make an orange portal here, then I can make a blue portal there, and then I can do that, and then when I fall through there, I can go... When I fall through the floor, I'll have enough momentum that if I shoot in between and hit there, well, I just hit the fuck out of my mic off, that isn't too loud. if I shoot a portal there, then I can go through there with this momentum, and then I can go... You know, it just really makes you think.
Yeah.
And the multiplayer was amazing, because there was a completely different story. But anyways, so that is why Valve is number 3. Do you agree with Valve being on number 3?
I agree.
Okay, let's move on to number... Let's move on to the big surprise here. Now, you probably know that both of these two companies were going to be on the list somewhere.
Yes.
But you didn't know where.
No.
Well, here's the big thing. I'll tell you what companies they are. They're BioWare and Rockstar. Now, what order do you out there think that they came in? You're wrong. You're
whatever
wrong.
You think, even if you think both ways, you are wrong.
Yes, because they tied for first, actually. With 36.5. Now, we both gave them very fair scores in our eyes. Me, I'm a BioWare person. I love BioWare games. They have that X factor that keeps me coming back year after year whenever they release a title. Even when they went through that whole thing with Dragon Age 2, and even when they went through that whole thing with Mass Effect 3's ending, I still just came back and I defended them as much as I could. And then I gave Rockstar a good rating. I probably gave it like the fourth best rating on the list, just because they're really good at making what they're really good at what they do. And I definitely respect that, and I think they deserve to get a good point. Now, you basically did the exact same thing as me, just in reverse order.
Yeah, pretty much.
You gave Rockstar like an amazing rating,
yeah.
And then you gave BioWare a fair rating. But that's the list. They're tied for first.
I mean, I'm not... I agree with both of them being up there, you know. I'm a fan of Rockstar personally, but BioWare is, you know, just as good.
Yeah, they're definitely the two best, I would say, at two different things. Rockstar is very good at open world and letting you do things that other games won't let you. They also don't give a fuck if you're offended. They don't care. They're just like, listen, you being offended by us is going to give us publicity, and then we're going to get more sales. So... for all fucking sakes, be offended. Matter of fact, fuck, bitch, asshole, what, like that. That's fucking how Rockstar rolls. They are actual rock stars of the gaming world. Whereas BioWare, they focus only on story. Like, they have great gameplay and great characters and all this kind of stuff, but they really focus on exactly that. They focus on characters, and they focus on the universe, and they focus on the story, and those are the things that they really care about. They want you to feel something They want you, they'll kill a character because they want you to feel that way at that moment. Which I really like. Also, the fucking multiplayer for Mass Effect 3 was fantastic. Sorry, I had to swig my fucking drink. What up? Rum and Coke. Nah, it's a fucking Dr. Pepper. I wish I had some rum and Coke right now. Rum. Anyways. but yeah, I love BioWare games. I think they're the best at what they do, and I definitely think that they deserve to be at the top of this list. Now, we couldn't really decide which one should be number one, so we just went with a tie. So,
you know what I'm thinking?
What?
I'm thinking we should get the viewers to vote.
Yeah. Okay, we can do that now. And actually, that's a good segue. We'll call that a Dustin Way.
What up?
Shout out Greg Miller. What up? Hit us up. IGN. Word.
Adolf Hitler. No, just kidding.
Did you say Adolf Hitler?
Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler. Shout out Adolf. What up, dog? Listen, it's been 60 some odd years, almost 70 years. I think we can get away with saying shout out to Adolf. That man was awful. and his art was shit. Take that, Hitler. Score one for us. High five, Internet. Booyah. Hello, Internet. I forgot to say hello to you this morning. okay, hello, you can hit us up at multiple different things. We don't have a Facebook because no. I don't like Facebook.
Don't like it.
If you want to follow us on Facebook, tough shit. But you can follow us on the Twitter. Yeah, you can follow us on the Twitter, but first I'll give you our email just because it is at the top of the list that I have written down. Our email is notsopopularculture@yahoo. Why? Because notsopopularculture was already taken at Gmail. Asshole. Whoever did that. So just hit us up at Yahoo. Yeah, notsopopularculture. Yahoo. You can tell us all kinds of things. You can tell us that we suck. You can tell us that you're offended by my views.
We will tell you that we don't give a shit. So. Yeah.
But if you tell us something interesting, like every week we're going to have something for you guys to vote on. A few things sometimes. For instance, this week we want you to vote on which company you think is better. BioWare, Rockstar. Give us a reason. If you don't give me a reason, I'm going to dismiss you immediately.
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 Don't just say, because I said.
And then I'm going to send you a picture. and it's not going to be a nice one. I'm also going to say, you know, go fuck yourself in that picture. And by go fuck yourself, I mean I'm going to have a wiener. I'm not going to do that at all. But I am just going to give me a reason, at least, of why you think BioWare is better than Rockstar, why you think Rockstar is better than BioWare. Notice I said BioWare better than Rockstar first. hit us up at notsopopularculture@yahoo.com.
We'll sort through it.
The best ones we'll talk about on the air, and then we'll give you the results. We also want you to vote on one of next week's topics, which is what is the greatest video game character of all time? We're going to make our lists, and don't just make it like Mario because he's been around forever. Actually, put some thought into this. You know, Master Chief, Shepard, the Warden from Dragon Age. Dragon Age was amazing.
Nathan Drake.
Yeah, Spyro, Crash Bandicoot. Kratos. You know, just actually give it some thought. GLaDOS, whoever. You know, just actually give it some thought. Don't just say Mario and Link and fucking. Like, you can definitely put those on the list, but give us a reason why you think that. And we're going to tally up all those, and we're going to tell you what your results were and tell you what our results were. Because they are probably going to be different. Why? Because fuck Mario. That guy is a plumber, and somehow he's able to save a fucking princess. That is garbage, all right? How many plumbers you know fucking hot blonde chicks? The answer is zero. Seven. Seven in the world right now.
I don't know.
None of them are Italian fat guys with, like, curly mustaches. They're all, like, fucking really ripped fucking, like, the plumbers you see at porn. Like, that are just like, hey, I'm here to fix the pipe with my fucking 8-pack abs and my fucking ability to bench press 700 pounds. What? Check out this dick. Oh, is that your wrench? No, it's my fucking massive dick. We're going the places IGN won't, folks. We're just fucking going.
Oh, shit.
to hell, probably. But anyways, yeah, definitely hit us up to tell us those things. Also, hit us up at our Twitter page, which is, we are at Not Pop Culture. Yeah, so hit us up there. I've tweeted 3 times with this, I've tweeted 4 times because I just tweeted a minute ago to say that we're recording the first episode. And get yourselves ready, interweb, because we're about fucking busting nut all up in that cyber vag is what I wrote. But anyways, the only other times I've did this was right when I first came up with the idea of starting this, and it was when Curiosity was launched at Mars. Not launched, but when it was landing on Mars. And then when Dr. Horrible was aired on the CW. Those are the only times I was waiting on here. So you could be our first follower. I had like 10 followers at one time, like within that like little area when I tweeted about NASA. And they all left because I haven't tweeted since August 12th of 2012. So yeah, just follow us on there. Tweet at us. Tell us how much we suck. Tell us how much you love us. Tell us how you want to fucking get into our pants. I had to give it the time there because I'm really fucking tired, people. But yeah, at Not Pop Culture. Follow us on the Twitter. Tweet at us, direct message us, tell us how much you love us. You can find us obviously at multiple places. The first place is Not So Popular Culture at podbeam.com. You can also find us on iTunes. You can find us multiple different ways. You can come to my house and like find me there. I'm not going to tell you where I live, but you know, you aren't going to be able to find it on your GPS. It's
no,
first thing.
Not
yeah.
at all.
Yeah, you cannot find my house on a GPS. If you type the name of my house on fucking GPS, they will tell you you are fucking looking for fucking Narnia. Like, so hit us up. Not So Popular Culture at Yahoo. Not Pop Culture on the Twitter sphere. Follow us, like us, whatever the fuck. Rate us on iTunes. Anyways, we don't have personal Twitters yet. Should we? No. Once we hit 1,000 followers on...
Yeah, once we get more popular.
Once we get more, then I'll actually start tweeting. Because I don't want to be one of those guys who has like 7 followers.
And thinks they're big shit.
Yeah, and I'm just fucking getting into arguments with Khloe Kardashian. So I'm just like, you fucking suck, Sasquatch. And she's just like, is that Khloe? I don't know what the fucking... I know Kim Kardashian. That's the only one I know. She's the only one worth knowing. Why?
The ass was fat.
The ass was fat, exactly. That's how we're going to say games are really good now. We're just going to be like, the ass was fat, folks. The ass was fat on this one. Yeah. Yeah, totally. That's right. We're going to say that now. Yeah, I think we're about done here.
I would say so.
Any final words? The ass was fat.
Final words. I love you, Graham Grahams.
You're doing shout-outs like you're on fucking TV. You're just, going to Disneyland! I'm going to Disneyland!
Dude, I gotta tell Graham Grahams I love her. Alright.
Word up to Graham Grahams.
Alright, Graham Grahams.
Graham Grahams.
Dr. Pepper, thank you.
For sponsoring us. You're not actually sponsoring us, but no. Listen. Until I get sued.
But your drink is delicious. So
your drink is delicious.
I can say thank you for making
thank you, Mr.
Call
Doctor. It. You kind of wasted a PhD making soda, but I mean, whatever works for you, man. I would have bought that shit from a fucking Mr., a fucking Senorita, anything. That's a Mitch Hedberg joke, by the way. No, he's a senor. He's talking about Dr. Scholes. He's like, Dr. Scholes really fucking wasted his PhD. He was just like fucking... You don't need a PhD to know that stepping on a cushion is going to make your feet hurt less.
For real.
I would have bought that shit from a Senor Scholl. Check out Mitch Hedberg, by the way, folks. But yes, that's the first episode of Not So Popular Culture Gaming Edition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so just follow us, tweet at us, retweet our tweets. Retweet our tweets that are tweeted off of your tweets. Yeah.
The cycle never ends.
The cycle never ends. We'll retweet your tweets and tweet them back at Twitter people and then tweeting. Tweet. Tweet. All right, so that is the end. Make sure to tune into our next episode and please make sure to to continue to watch us in the future. Look out for other shows by us as well. Not just me and Dustin. Me and many other people. Dustin with some other people, I'm sure, as well. We are going to do multiple podcasts. That's why it's called Not So Popular Culture. We're doing movies. We're doing TV. We're doing music. We're doing web series. We're doing electronics. We're doing everything. That was Dustin farting. That was hilarious. That's gold. That's money, money, dollar bills, you know. And now he's on the floor laughing so hard he's probably going to pee himself. But anyways, so just continue to tune in to all things Not So Popular Culture. We'll be starting a YouTube soon. We're going to bring video content to you. We're going to bring scripted shows, unscripted shows, reality TV, real gritty shit. And by gritty, I mean hilarious. Like farting, for instance. That's gritty. That's realness and hilarity. Dustin, you're not saying anything at all. Come on, man. Jump in. Say something.
Boobies.
Boobies, exactly. We're not going to show any boobies, but maybe some man boobies. Man boobies? Yeah. But yeah, just make sure to check us out. Check out more stuff. We're taking the time to make this for you. And it's free. It's free, man.
It's free. You don't pay anything.
Free love. Free love and peace. Also, make sure to check out any kind of pizza that has pepperoni, bacon, and is stuffed crust.
Delicious.
It's fucking amazing. That's what we're eating right now. But anyways, yeah, just check out all of our stuff. You already know the fucking contact info. You can tell us if you hate something. Tell us if you love something. Tell me if you're fucking like, hey, yo, dude, your fucking podcast, like, is decent. Like,
hey,
it's not amazing.
Feedback. We'll work with it.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I'll listen to it. I mean, I'm sure that you guys have some long car drives or something like that. You want to hear about video games. And you want to hear it through an entertaining lens that'll talk about hand jobs and fucking...
Asian ass porn,
exactly. We're all sexual. we'll just talk about whatever. We don't give a fuck. I'm drinking Crown Royal and Coke, y'all. And by Crown Royal and Coke, I mean Dr. Pepper. But yeah, just give us any kind of feedback. Come on, man. Support us. We're young. We're a young podcast. We're a baby podcast. Would you hit a baby? Because that's what you're doing if you get us a bad review. You are punching a baby. I went there, America, and other parts of the world. America. If you listen to us in a different country, hit us up, too. We want to know these kinds of things. We want to know. Maybe we're big in Britain, but we're not big in America. I like Britain. I love Britain. I'll move to Britain.
I don't give a shit.
I'll be like, I fucking love Top Gear, all right? So fucking, yeah. Jeremy Clarkson, hit me up, homie. Jay Clarkson, word up to your homeboy, Matt Gadry. You can also check us out on IGN. I plan on posting these episodes on IGN regularly, if possible, just because IGN is the place that you go for all your gaming news. IGN, hire me. Come on, man.
Subliminally
planted. It's the dream. It's the dream, IGN. I want to meet Greg Miller and Colin Moriarty, because Greg Miller I'll go do crazy shit with, and then Colin Moriarty will have serious conversations about politics and shit, which we'll get into next time. Politics, wonderful. But I think this has gone on long enough.
Yeah, it has.
Just continue to check out our stuff. Make sure to like us on all of our social networks. Make sure to follow us. Make sure to tweet at us. Make sure to do all of that jazz, as the kids say in the 70s or 60s or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I've been Matt Gadry.
I'm Dustin Purcell.
You guys have a fucking week.
Thanks for tuning in.
Wait, Kevin Smith's thing is I have a fucking week. No, have a week is Kevin Smith's thing. We need to think of a thing. On the fly.
Damn it,
come on.
Just messed
fucking
my
thing Dr. Pepper, taste of originality. Come on, we need something.
Okay, on the fly.
We need something. Play more games.
Play more games. Okay, that works.
That'll work for now. Tweet us and tell us what you want our thing to be. But for now, it's play more games. Take life a little bit less seriously and play more games. Bye-bye.
Bye.